sorry, Andre. We can't start the show right now. I'm being complimented by our guests.
I know. And we're all FBI Citizens Academy graduates,
yes,
too.
Yes, so much fun.
Yeah.
I did the. Do you need headphones? You can go ahead and use those. Hey, let me turn your microphone on, too. Let's do that. Hi, my friend. How are you doing?
Hi there.
Joe,
I'm doing well.
Joe Ahern needs no introduction. Media guru in Chicago, but you are the CEO of the 100 Club of Chicago.
And that's great work that you guys do. And yeah. Sadly, it's more than 100. That's something that I people think of the Club 100 and they go, I know that for some reason. Explain to folks what Club 100 is and how unfortunate it is to be a part of that.
Well, thanks very much for having me on, Patty.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
It started actually in 1952 in Detroit, where a police officer was killed in line duty, was shot and killed, and a car dealer read about that his wife was going to lose her home. He went and paid off her mortgage, paid off all of her debts, and a month later, another police officer was shot and killed, and he reached out to two friends, and he said, we got to help these families. So they reached out to 100 people, and that's how
that's
the name.
That's a good name. Then.
The name came about, the 100 Club, and now there's about 125 clubs around the country. None are affiliated with one another, but they all have pretty much the same mission to help the families of fallen police officers and firefighters, which happened here in 1966. So we're coming up on, actually this month, it'll be our 52nd year.
Wow.
And so we've had 266 fatalities, line of duty deaths, and have given away over $10 million to our families of fallen police officers and firefighters here in Cook and Lake County.
How did you get involved? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and that includes college for the kids. That includes funds, anything that they need, basically, for their families.
Yeah, when a police officer, a firefighter, anyone in state, local, federal law enforcement dies in a line of duty and it is declared a line of duty death, then I go representing the 100 Club and give the widow immediate financial help, $50,000, and then we help send all the kids to college.
Yeah.
And we have right now, going into this new fall semester, we'll have 23 sons and daughters of police officers and firefighters who have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Right.
And we have 67 more kids that will be coming of age in the future. And so that's what I do as the CEO, is raise money and raise funds and raise awareness to allow us to continue to do what we do.
Yeah. As we talk to you, I want to make sure that people know that they can go to 100clubchicago.org to find out more and to help you out as well with this important work. How did you get involved with the 100 Club?
I think it was God ordained. I think about that a lot because, I had worked in the television business here in Chicago at both ABC and CBS at different times. They wouldn't let me work for both of them.
Right.
Hey,
I got another show to do somewhere else. Mind
right.
if I run over there?
At the same time. But back in 2010, I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do now? And I really kind of asked God. I said, boy, you've been good to me my whole life. Thank God I have a wonderful family, three daughters, healthy daughters, and a wife. And I'd like to be able to give back. I got to still provide for the family. And I'd like to get up every day and do something purposeful in life. And the guys from the 100 Club reached out to me and said, hey, would you consider running the 100 Club? Because we have a wonderful mission, but we got to run this like a business and we got to raise money because, frankly, we had 9 fatalities in 2010.
Is that right?
Yeah.
2010, there were 9 fatalities.
Wow.
Yeah, there was 9 line of... Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, because this is also, these are all levels of first responders, state, local, any sworn officers.
Yeah, well, with Commander Bauer in February, you saw the outpouring of...
Of course.
And he was a very a personal friend of
so
mine.
So well-liked and such a good person.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful guy.
I knew so many people who knew him. And there's a friend of mine named Casey who was a police officer under him, and she said he would still check in every week with her to see how she was coming along, how work was going. Neighbors of his who I knew through friends of friends. I mean, it was amazing how many lives he touched, not only as a police officer, as somebody who was obviously serving and protecting, but as a human being.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was remarkable.
He would absolutely, all of my friends in District 1 and District 18 as well, which is our district where we are right now, and then near north as well, said that during every protest, he would go up to all of the officers, lieutenants, sergeants, all the way down to officers, and shake their hands and say, thank you for your help today. Thank you for your help today. Thank you. Everyone, every time.
You're reminding me of so many stories because a lot of the media reached out to me to talk about Commander Bauer right as it happened. And I got a call from Cliff Kelly on WVON.
Oh, yeah.
And you all remember Cliff.
Sure, sure.
And so they asked if I would do a radio interview with him, and I said I'd be happy to. And Cliff and we knew each other from, you know, being in Chicago for so many years. And he had some very nice things to say about Commander Bauer. And he said, do you mind if we take some calls? And I go, okay, well, it's open line.
Yeah.
And so I got a call from a African-American minister in the 18th District. And he said, Commander Bauer came as the commander to our church and met with the congregation to find out what their needs were, how he could help. And he did that more than once. And and I sat there and I thought, wow, what a guy this was. Mm-hmm. And then I got the second call that we got was, there was two calls. And it was a young man who he identified himself as one of the protesters last year of the Black Lives Matter.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh boy, I wasn't sure how this was going to go. And he said, I just want to say that Commander Bauer was out there, and he was one of the guys that came up to us, and he treated us with such respect. I just want the people that listen to WVON in the community to know what a great human being this was.
Wow.
And I thought, oh my gosh. That's testament of a really great person.
Oh, and when you have members of the community too going to the 18th district when they had the bunting out front and leaving flowers and cards and just lighting candles, you get chills just thinking about it.
You know, I have to, excuse me for interrupting, but I have to say that this has been 8 years that I've been doing this. And I am literally overwhelmed by the commitment of our police officers and our firefighters.
Yes.
Every day that I meet them, it is very, very tough to be in that job today.
Yeah.
And I have not met one in the 8 years, and I've been doing this almost 7 days a week now, doesn't go into it wanting to help people.
Right.
They don't go in with any other commitment than wanting to serve and protect and help people. And,
right.
And I go out with the police and fire on a very regular basis, and I see it. I see the sacrifice and the level of commitment that they have.
Right.
But Sunday, we're going to honor at the Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me on about that. I feel like I'm part of the family here already. But
you are.
At Brookfield Zoo, this will be our sixth year to honor the families of fallen police officers and firefighters, and we'll have as many as 500 family members out there. And we also invite the honor guards from all the municipalities in Cook and Lake County who have lost a police officer or a firefighter. And we do a march with the pipes and drums band, both police and fire, that lead them. And we all walk arm in arm to their big outdoor fountain there.
Mm-hmm.
And the honor guard snaps to salute as we walk through. And I got to tell you, it brings a tear every single time. This will be a sixth year. It's hard not to see the level of respect that they have for these families. And a couple of years ago, I'll never forget this as long as I live. A fellow came up to me after we had the ceremony and welcomed everybody, and we had hot dogs and hamburgers. And he came up to me and he handed me a check, and he said, Mr. Ahern, he says, you know, this is my first time here. He says, and my dad died in the late 60s, and my mom still can't talk about it. And that's the repercussions that go on in the families. And he had his daughter with him. And his wife, on the other hand, and he said, my daughter said, oh boy, I'm so excited. It's a free day at the zoo. And he said, it's not free, honey.
Oh,
there was a terrible,
There
was a terrible price that was paid by your grandfather. And just think about that, because we have had, you know, the police memorial wall has over 500 names on it. And just there's families out there that are still living with that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that every person listening to the radio station will go out and see a police officer and thank them, and firefighter. Thank them for what they're doing out there every single day.
The Gold Star Memorial is a beautiful for for those who have not seen it and are hearing this, it's just a beautiful, by Soldier Field with the waterfall. It's just a very calming monument, and it's just very beautiful.
It really is.
And important for people to take that moment to stop there. And if they don't have the opportunity, again, to stop there, they can also go to the website to participate in helping out. You can go to 100clubchicago.org. And you can also, I want to talk some more about this when we come back, because we talked about Commander Bauer, but you must hear so many stories. And you just shared one about some of the families that you met. Again, this is the Fallen Heroes 6th Annual Family Day. The 100 Club of Chicago is honoring the families of those who have given the ultimate paid the ultimate price. We're talking to Joe Ahern, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the 100 Club. I want to make sure we get that out there as well. Make sure you get your title. You're doing so much hard work, and we appreciate that.
Thanks, Patty.
More when we come back. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis on 720 WGN. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and we are hanging out with Joe Ahern. Can I call you? I was about to call you Joseph, and then that seemed very...
Oh, no, it's Joe.
That's what I'm reading in your bio, but he is the Chief Executive Officer of the 100 Club, and the 100 Club of Chicago honors fallen heroes at its 6th Annual Family Day, and this is going to be at Brookfield Zoo. Is this open to the public for everyone to join?
Well, of course, all of the 100 Club family members are coming in for free.
Free, yes.
And because we have two wonderful sponsors in Wintrust Financial and McHugh Construction, and so they are providing all that along with the zoo. They're great, great help to us. But the general public will be in the zoo as well and get a chance to see all of us honor those families.
That's what I was, I'm hoping that people will stop and perhaps say something or just take a moment to take in what it means for these families to have lost somebody. And as I was mentioning, we were talking about Commander Bauer, but in the years that you have been the Chief Executive Officer, you must have talked to so many families in some of the worst circumstances imaginable.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, Captain Herbie Johnson comes to mind in November of 2012. And he died in a flashback in a fire. He had, I think, 6 or 7 brothers and sisters. They're all police officers and firefighters. Wow. They'll be there this Sunday. And when I arrived to meet with his widow, Susan, they had 2 sons, Tommy and Mickey, and they're both were in the Marines. And now Mickey is in the fire academy and Tom is in the police department. And so these are generations of public servants that continue to give back and continue to, provide safety for our families and our homes and our businesses. God bless them, because just think where we'd be without them.
Joe, have you seen, too, I mean, since Commander Bauer and probably in the months preceding that incident, that tragedy as well, more and more people saying thank you. You know, we have a float in the Pride Parade and the officers line up the street and we'll go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade and the officers. And I see more and more people just going up and saying thank you. I literally saw, it was a van that takes people from the hotels to the airport stop and get out, and the driver got out, and right after Commander Bauer was killed, go up to a group of police officers on the corner here on Michigan Avenue when we were in our old building and say thank you. Are you seeing that more and more now too?
Very much so. Yeah. And I would encourage people to do that. I wouldn't hug them. They may get the wrong idea.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What are you reaching for?
Shake hands. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But please go up to them and tell them that, boy, thank you for your service and thank you for all that you do to keep us safe.
And in so many capacities, too, when we talked about the protest today, which thankfully went so smoothly, as smoothly as it was going to go with lane closures on Lakeshore Drive and a lot of traffic everywhere. But that's one day. And then whether it's, patrolling or working in the communities or. But the thing is that Commander Bauer wasn't even working. He was doing a training.
He was still on the job and he was still on duty. But he had had a meeting earlier and then he was going to City Hall to meet with 2 aldermen. And that's when
he was responding.
He was on the scanner,
right?
And the fellow who was apparently dealing drugs came running up Clark Street, and then he saw him, and so he did what any police officer would
do. Yes,
to try and get him, and then he was shot multiple times and ultimately died.
What kind of conversations do you have with other police officers when this happens? Because it is a reminder. Obviously, they know every single day that this is a possibility. And what do you hear from some of the other police officers who, because when I work out with a lot of police officers, I live in Norwood Park, so a lot of cops and firefighters where I live. It is a family, and there's also, they have to sort of, you know, steel themselves as well to continue to do the job and to honor the fallen police officer, but also, you know, keep themselves safe and do the right job.
Yeah, I hear it a lot, and frankly, when I go out with them, they are really grateful to the Hunter Club because they kind of consider us the first responders to the first responder.
Wow.
And Peg Flisk, who her dad was tragically shot and killed the day after Thanksgiving in November of 2010. It was the first line of duty death that I had to go to, and she had three brothers, Michael, John, Tim, and Brian. And Peg, of course, was we sent her to DePaul University. She graduated, and then John Marshall Law School, and now she's an attorney with the state's attorney's office. And she's the one that coined that we were the first responders for the first responders. And it gives them a level of just some confidence that, God forbid, if the worst could happen, that we would be there. And it goes beyond the money, and it goes beyond the college education, is that people care about them.
Absolutely.
That they didn't die in vain.
Yeah.
And so it's a tough, tough job. I see it firsthand. I see the level of commitment that they have, the level of training, and they need all the respect that we could possibly give them.
And it's such a wonderful organization, as we've been talking about, the 100 Club. If somebody wants to get involved or make a donation or somehow be a part of it, what can they do, Joe?
Well, go to 100clubchicago.org and follow the prompts and check us out, because we're certainly doing a lot of good work, and every day we're out there trying to help our families of fallen police and fire.
And go to the zoo on Sunday.
Go to the zoo.
Yeah, go to the zoo.
Yes.
On,
yes.
There you go. Yeah, and please do help them do the work that they do at the 100 Club Chicago. Again, as he said, 100clubchicago.org. Joe, we'd love to have you back again.
Oh, I'd love to
please
be here.
Please come join
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Great
Thank
to
you,
see
Joe.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
All FBI Academy alums. Such a fun. I was
That's right.
trying to place you. I'm like, where did we see each other?
I saw you. You entertained at the FBI Christmas luncheon, and I was not familiar with your work before as a stand-up comedian, and I thought, wow, this gal is fabulous. So fun.
Yeah. It's,
what,
you know.
What year did you all graduate the academy?
I think mine was, I was after you because you were already there.
Well, yeah. I'm old. It was in 06.
I was 09.
I think I was like 12, 13.
Okay.
I wasn't working for WGN yet.
Okay.
I think maybe just barely on Sundays.
It was so much fun.
2012 or 13. Love I went to Quantico. Academy. I went to.
Yeah, we did too.
Oh, I did. In
we
September,
did too. Wasn't that
you
cool?
did that September
yes.
trip?
Yes.
That was
yes.
fabulous.
Now we're just bragging. All right.
I know.
But and let me, for those who don't know, the FBI Academy has this program so that we can talk more informed, have conversations about what their job is and how they're involved in the community. And I learned so much from them. And I try to remember a lot of the things that they talked about and in regards to first responders as well. So that's why we were kind of chatting about that. So thank you so much
thank
for coming
you,
in, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for the work
thank
that you, you do. One more time, 100clubchicago.org to donate, join as a member, or learn more about the 100 Club of Chicago and help them do the job that they do. More after this on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andre Dulles on WGN 720.